If I know for sure when he's coming, though, I was thinking I'd have all the dildos out and the cock pump, and I'll make sure porn's running on this TV. Get a picture of Big Fatty bent over with his balls hanging. You know, remember that picture? And blow that up and put it on my fridge so he has to stare at it.
I don't remember that picture. What are you talking about?
There's a picture of Big Fatty from a long... This is fuck is going to end up on the opening. There's a picture that he used to share with people long time ago, like maybe 7 years ago. And it's his balls from behind hanging down between his legs.
Oh, weird. Like yeah. Pendulums.
Basically.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't remember that picture. What are you talking about?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2273 of the BFO Overwrite, the 14th of October 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, it's a full moon weekend and I've got 7 Vader calls, yes! Hello, surprises. Big Fatty, is there a surprise? Well, there is kind of a surprise. Big Fatty, what is it? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, y'all, got home, to the villa on a Thursday, and there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's from that Moose P. It is from that Moose P, and y'all, Moose P had sent me a little message saying, look for something in the villa mailbox. And y'all, I have no idea what this is. And y'all, you know, it's just the sweetest thing. He's always doing something for everybody. Big Fatty. Well, let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty, it's got the tissue paper. Yes, it does have the tissue paper. Let's just see. Oh, wait, there's a card in here or some kind of little, let's just see what this is. It says, it's a little letter. It says, Herbert Werner, I thought you might need a toque this winter. Picked this up on the last trip to the New York City. New York City! Hi, Poodle. Hi, Moose. And y'all, I had no idea what was in here, and I played the toucan beanie. Opening clip. Yes, Big Fatty, let's just see what the toque is. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, that's, you know, the toque is the hat show. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, look! It says New York City. That is lovely. You know, I can. I absolutely can use this, Moose. I can't use it yet. Y'all, by the way, y'all, have you ever heard the old saying? Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and cut the tags off of it. Yes, Big Fatty. Does it have a price on it? Is it $200? Oh, Big Fatty, Moose P, it just went all out. This is lovely. And, y'all, it says New York City on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, have you ever heard the old Big Fatty, why don't you speak into the microphone? Okay. Have you ever heard the old saying that that the oak trees, if they give off a lot of acorns, that it's going to be a harsh winter? Yes, Big Fatty. Well, if that's the case, Moose, I'll probably wear this toque out. Big Fatty outside. No, wear it so much that I wear it out. Oh, very different. So, y'all, there are lots of acorns in the yard here at the villa. But anyway, Moose, you're just the kindest person, and I will wear it. I will wear it with pride. Yes, Big Fatty, you can wear it when you eat salsa.
Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Big Fatty, October, no, November, December, Big Fatty, all I gotta say is there's lots of fucking that goes on in the middle of January where there's nothing else to do except wear your toque. Yes, Big Fatty? Ooh, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one... The first one is Tamari, and y'all, it's kind of a sad celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other than Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda out there in the Soames Bar, California. Hey, Big Fatty, why is it sad? Well, you know, she's got house guests that just won't go away. And Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. Well, y'all, Big Ricky is out there visiting Big Fatty. That'll be lovely. So her celebration of exiting the birth canal is Saturday. And y'all, then on Sunday, when it is a full moon, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's... you hear him every once in a while, or you hear of him every once in a while. Y'all, is that extra special? It's somewhat special, Chris. Yes, Big Fatty. I don't remember where he lives now. Big Fatty lives on an aerial plano. Well, that's pretty much true. And y'all, then our next celebration of exiting the birth canal is out there in the Colorado, in the Denver. I believe it's the Denver. Y'all, it is none other than that Aussie Martin. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love Aussie Martinez. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, also on Sunday during a full moon. Big Fatty, y'all, it's my immigrated straight boyfriend. Y'all, it is not or Mr. Tara, if yes, Big Fatty, y'all, so if you see Miss Melinda or Extra Special or Aussie Martinez or not on the 20 or the face space, y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all have extra special cake.
Happy birthday.
The Vader No Bacon Show,
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! It's me, Larry. Ho ho, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Why am I saying it's Larry Ho Ho Vader? It's because I'm on my way to the Grand Hyatt Arena's birthing day lunch, and I'm driving through the Columbia. It's about 10:30 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. And home to the Drusilla Plumie, by the way. Hi, Drusilla. I think I actually just passed your house. Because don't you live in that single wide down on the interstate down there at the Dixiana exit? Anyway, listen. Just kidding, of course. I have seen the first... I'm Ho-Ho Vader because I've seen the first car with the reindeer nose, big red ball, but it's nose. You know, it's a little early. I'm actually pretty sure, based on the appearance of the car, that it's been on there since last year. But anyway, I've seen the first chroma decorated car of the year. So, all right, gotta run. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meow. Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. Big Fatty, you've been holding that one away. I got 7 Vader calls. I don't know how many we'll get through today, but we're going to try. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, Big Fatty went to the Walmart
the other day, looking for some of the yard debris bags, and y'all, I walked out in the garden center, and it was a veritable winter wonderland out there. It was all decorated with the artificial crema trees. Yes, Big Betty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, exhausticated, it's 8:30 Sunday night. I'm just pulling in from the relentless trip to Hatville, and I'm going to tell you, horrifying. And the food, we went to a country club for lunch. Hatville is such a metropolitan city, there are two country clubs.
I didn't hang up on Big Fatty. You hung up on him so you could get all the calls in. I did not. Vader, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry that we did not get to hear of all the trips to the smorgasbord that you experienced at the Hatful Country Club. Big Fatty is at the HCC. It is Hatful Country Club. Big Fatty, you gotta be highfalutin to be there. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty.
Jesus Christ. Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I was just listening to your technology show, and it Vader, just V-E-D-E-R. Further goes to show how much you don't know. What the fuck Vader, do you think the internet has to do with your cable TV? Yes, they both use the same signal, Vader, but your V-E-D-E-R. Cable TV and your Wi-Fi don't have anything to do with each other.
Vader,
the TV
V-E-D-E-R.
Is getting a signal into the back of the TiVo from the cable line, which
Vader,
works with the cable card to authenticate. The internet is the internet, and they
Vader,
aren't connected
V-E-D-E-R.
To each other at all, in no way, shape, or form. So moving it accomplished nothing. Poor Big Fatty. You just don't know. And you can argue all you want, but they ain't got nothing to do with each other. That stupid modem is just a modem for the internet. The cable card makes the TV work. Anyway, you just don't know. And I'm glad you moved it all because it didn't need to be moved. So, gotta run. Me.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the... for the feedback on the technology segment. You know, no other little show has a technology segment. But, Vader, in my defense, you are correct. I don't know. But in my defense, what happened, all I was doing was responding to the information that was being given to me by the Comcast. And, I don't know why they wanted a signal strength and all this kind of stuff for the TiVo, but they did. And by the way, y'all, I might just add that I said I'd hook the TiVo up with an Ethernet cable, and y'all, it stopped downloading the new little show, so I had to go back to the intertube. So yes, Big Fatty, and quite frankly, it's working just fine where it is, and Big Fatty probably has better inner tubes throughout the entire villa, rather than by having it more towards the center than on one end. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything on one end.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Blower Down Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, dear Gussie, I have, I'm leaving the coal mine. I've evaded. I've just disobeyed the direct coal mine orders. Unfortunately, I could not get out of there at 5:30 by doing it all and getting it ready for the hurricane. But it's 6:00, and I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic about 3/4 of a mile from the coal mine. So I suspect I should stop at this bar right here and have a drink, because I'm not going to be able to get home. It's Tuesday evening. They've just told us to get the hell out of Charleston, and but I've got to run to the Lowells, and I've got to caulk my windows, my front windows, because, you know, I've got the, oh, dear God, it stopped. I've got to re-caulk my front windows because they're leaky, and, you know, we do not enjoy a leaky window. And then I'm going to have to watch the rat, because we're at RatCon 7 at this point, to see what he says. Now, for everyone concerned, if I stay in Charleston, I have brought a coal mine GoPro home with me with it's the little baby one that by nature waterproof. I'm going to be clamping it to my flagpole out front if I stay home, and I'm going to put it in the time lapse, and so I'm going to let her time lapse for the weekend, and we'll see what happened during the hurricane. So that's the plan, which probably means I'm going to go to Disney World. So, all right, well, I got to go get the kiddies ready, got to get them dressed and their good booties on for the travel. So I will meet at everyone later to let them know if I've blown away.
Dick, okay. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. Vader, thank you for that update on the impending hurricane and your plans. And y'all, since Vader evacuated Big Fatty in his underpants, he evacuated back to Hatful. There was no recording with the goat. Big Fatty, that sounded like it would be lovely to watch. Well, no.
Well, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy. Listen, Big Fatty, it's Friday morning as we watch the hurricane approach, and hopefully you can hear this because I'm in the Hatful, and, you know, they don't have much cell service there. I've just run out to fill the jalopy up with the gas because, you know, it takes the premium, and unfortunately... I suspect that when it's time to go back to the Charleston, everyone will need the gas. I wanted to get a full tank. And actually, I was looking for my parents. I can't seem to find them. They told me where they were going to be, but they're not there. But whatever. Listen, so I hope you are prepared for Hurricane Matthew Vader. This is, it's not going to be fun, but I suspect you'll be okay. Of course, I've left mostly because the cats were relentless, and just to shut them up, I put two cats in a litter box in a car and drove up to Hatful. Again, I was just here on Sunday, so I got here last night, and I am already bored, and there was some question of can I help with fixing a turlet, and I did recommend a good plumber, but that's about all I got. So I will keep you posted if I have the cellular service, but I'm about to make a turn onto the country road, something or another. It doesn't have a name, and that's probably going to end that. So anyway, hold on to your front poach glider, Big Fatty. We'll see you soon. Man, hopefully soon. Very soon.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is old Vader evacuate. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about Vader evacuating up to Hatful. And y'all, I got in. All but two. I say two of Vader's calls. So y'all, I guess we'll see if Vader survived the hurricane. Oh, Rick, I see. Next week, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Big Fatty is y'all, I'm looking forward to a little peace and quiet. Just a little peace and quiet this weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head and... over there at the Hat Show, the Toucan Beanie, and Dr. Stone, Big Fatty has got pictures over there at the Spotting Big Fatty. You might be going over there to check out some old pictures of him.
I don't remember that picture. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's the one. In fact, Miss Beaver turned it into a hot air balloon, I think.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.